USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says we honor those who gave it all to defend the idea of America on Memorial Day.
If we forget what they sacrificed, what they made, so that our nation might endure, strong, free, and united, then we forget who we are.
Biden mentioning again that his son Beau passed away from brain cancer years after serving in Iraq. The president says those who died serving chose a life of purpose. Another Fed Reserve policymaker is calling for at least two more interest rate hikes of 0.5% each. Fed Governor Christopher Waller saying he supports tightening policy by another 50 basis points for several meetings. Waller making the comment in prepared remarks for a financial conference in Frankfurt, Germany. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Gas prices jumped 2 cents over the weekend. The national average for the price of regular is up to $4.61 a gallon, according to AAA. Arkansas and Georgia have the least expensive gas in the nation, with statewide averages of $4.13 a gallon. The most expensive gas in the country is in California, where the statewide average is up to $6.15 a gallon. As far as why gas prices are high, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross tells Fox News,
"Don't foresee oil prices really dropping all that dramatically. And the global price of oil accounts for about 60% of what you pay at the pump. And if more people are hitting the road and you have this sort of increased demand at gas stations, you could see these prices stay high throughout all of summer and into the fall."
Police say 40 people were shot in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend. 6 of them were killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Continuing coverage of the school shooting that took place in Uvalde, Texas, one Republican congressman is offering his thoughts as far as what we need to do to stop massacres like this from happening.
Republican Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
I really think we have to look at the big picture here and look at the root cause, and I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community.
Lance Pry reporting there from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Border Patrol says they are still seeing high numbers of crossings, even though Title 42 remains in place, making it easier for the government to expel illegal immigrants because of the pandemic. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst tells Fox and Friends that she believes a border wall needs to be built with unused materials left over from construction during the Trump administration.
It really is a waste of money. These are things that have already been purchased by the Trump administration, sitting there totally unused by the Biden administration.
The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. Monday night's multi-state lottery will be worth $157 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.